This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado. And now let's join the founder and senior pastor, Pastor Peter Taft.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Glory be to God. Everyone standing, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My. I hope you're ready. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we give you glory. We thank you, God, for yet another opportunity of being in your presence. God, we don't take it for granted. God, we ask that you pour into us, God. Give us ears to hear, heart to receive. Bless us to hear your word like we never heard it before. Connect the dots, God. Shift us in our faith walk, God. Shift us, God, in our spirit, God. Shift us in our joy. God, we thank you right now for yoke-destroying anointing on this word. Oh, God, and we praise you that it's not by power nor by might, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord another hand praise. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, glory be to God. Just coming straight off the Florida North location. Amen. Amen. And it's good to be here. Glory be to God. The whole house is getting the exact same word today. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we are inside of our day 52. Amen. Somebody say day 52. So we're going to hold on to that. We're going to do like y'all do when y'all turn a certain age. Y'all age don't change anymore. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to hold the day 52 until we see it all the way through. And probably ended up with putting the gates on through our 3-day at the end of the month. All right. Now, let's look inside of our key verse here today. Who's going to be reading for me today? Sister Michelle, would you read a key verse for me? You should have notes. Glory be to God. Are we settled? Amen. Everybody settled? All right. Are the kids moving? All right. Give the Lord a hand praise for the kids as they are repositioning themselves for victory. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you have that gift of working with children, amen, please make yourself known, amen. We need helpers and workers inside of our children's ministry, amen. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of you are like, no, that's why I came. Well, somebody else can watch it. That's why I came. No, you came for the word. Amen. All right. Y'all ready to go?
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Amen. We're going to get blessed today. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 25:17. Read what it says.
Remember what the Amalekites did to you when you came out of Egypt.
Okay.
When you were tired and worn out.
Ooh.
They met you on the road and attacked, picked off all those lagging behind, the stragglers. They were not afraid of God.
Now, we're going to deal with this verse intensely later on down inside of the message, but it just simply says that God is bringing back to them a remembrance. So remember what the Amalekites did to you coming out of Egypt. Now, you got to know something. When they came out of Egypt, everybody said they was coming out blessed.
They were coming out blessed.
No, they took the whole wealth of Egypt with them. Yes. God blessed them.
Yes.
He paid all their back wages. Okay, nobody restored like our God. I wish I had some help. I said he paid all their back wages. He gave them more than double for their trouble. Glory be to God. He blessed them on the way out. But even on the way out, with their blessing, they got attacked. Amen? And I'm going to deal with that. Glory be to God. So I want you to understand that even though you're seeing results of your faith, glory be to God, the enemy still wants to attack you, pick you off. Amen? That's why you can't lag behind. Amen? Glory be to God. All right. Let's go to this memory verse. I'm going to read it. Mark 11:22. Are you with me? Mark 11:22. And it simply says, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have faith
in God.
Tell somebody else again. Say,
have faith
in God.
In God.
Amen. We have faith, but now we need to have it in God. Not in our circumstances. Not in our situations. Amen. Not in the doctor's report. Amen. But have faith in God. Glory be to God. And we're going to build on that as we go through our lesson on today. Today's focus in the wild building process is going to be this. The title of this message is The Silent Attack.
Yes.
All right.
Doubt. Doubt, the silent attack. Amen. Glory be to God. Everywhere else in Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah, when Sambalak and them came, they announced the kind of attack that they was doing. But I looked inside of there, and that there's another attack that doesn't kind of come with an announcement. It just hits you. You know, you went to bed feeling great. You woke up and it just hit you. Amen. You're having results. God is blessing. God is moving. Things are shifting. It ain't all the way done. You're in the middle of the process and then all of a sudden doubt just hits you.
Amen.
And we're going to learn how to deal with that. Glory be to God. Amen. Because it shows up, not before you, it shows up before you start too, but it has a way of showing up right in the middle of you working some stuff out. Am I talking to anybody in the house? Right in the middle of you seeing some results, here come doubt, amen, seeking your boat. Glory be to God. Oh, we're going to deal with that today, amen. So here's the points we're going to deal with. We're going to try, amen, glory be to God, amen. We'd be really wonderful if this class, glory be to God, allows me to get all the way through. 8 didn't do it. 9 didn't do it. Let's see what 10 does. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. The points we're going to deal with is spiritual warfare, so you understand that you are in a spiritual war. Amen. Somebody say something going on. I know that much. I don't know what you can call it, whatever you want to, but I know I'm waking up with knots upside my head. Glory. All right. So we're in spiritual warfare. We're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with the doubt strategies of war. So we understand if you know how doubt works, glory be to God, you'll be able to counter his attack. Amen. And then we're going to see our victory that God, everybody say God, will fight for me. God fights for us, glory be to God, and we're going to learn how that happens, glory be to God. Oh, I see some saints repositioning themselves all around the house. I'm adjusting. I'm going to let you reposition yourself, but I'm going to preach you off your seats today. All right. Nehemiah 4, can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, Pastor.
I didn't spare my verse, but my voice. I didn't save any of it. I'm just, you know, I got a couple of more days before Wednesday, so Wednesday we just going to let it go. Is that all right? I ain't got to talk to nobody next week. Amen. That's all right. Text anyway. All right, let's go. Watch this out. Nehemiah 4:15. Watch what it says.
Then our enemies heard that we knew about their plans and that God had ruined, frustrated, thwarted their plans. So we all went back to the wall, each to his own work.
Now, as we've been going through this, how many have been working on their wall? Amen. How many have been working on fortifying their life? I want you to know something. You have not been doing that without the enemy taking notice. He's been noticing that you are shifting some things in your life. He's been noticing that you're fortifying yourself and you've been working on yourself and you're trying to go to another level. So now he didn't peep your plan, but God done peeped his plan. He knows, and God knows that he knows. And he was trying to form some weapons against that, but they didn't work. Amen. I said, they're not going to work. So no weapons formed against us are going to prosper. So God has frustrated and brought to ruin every plan that the enemy had to stop you. And long as you don't give life to his plans, they will stay stopped. Because you are the authority piece in the whole equation. Glory be to God. Amen. All right, so no weapon. Everybody say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No open letter.
No open letter.
Ooh, glory be to God. Amen. That blessed us, didn't it? All right, let's go a little further. Watch what it says, verse 16.
From that day on, half my people worked on the wall. The other half was ready with spears, shields, bows, and armor.
Okay.
The officers, leaders stood in back of the people, house of Judah, who were building the wall. Those who carried materials, loads, did their work with one hand and carried a weapon with the other.
All right, glory be to God. Go ahead.
Each builder wore his sword at his side as he worked, built. The trumpeter, to signal an attack, stayed next to me.
Now, I want you to get this. It started off from that day on. Everybody say it with me, from that day on.
From that day on.
It's like drawing a line in the sand. From this day on.
Amen.
Now, what it says is from that day on, so it signified that there was a shift in their life and they started living different on this side of the line in the sand than there was on this side. And what we need to see is what that shift was, because we need to make the same shift.
Amen.
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 You know how it is when you get from now on. We got to get it out of biblical talk and get it in the hood talk from now on. I ain't taking that from there. That's the last time.
Amen.
Okay, we won't go there. We won't pull you into that. But watch this now. Everybody say from this day on. So let's see what happened. What shift did they make that was so profound that the Lord put it in there from this day on? Well, from this day on, they started going out of the house armored up. Set this down. Got to work with y'all a little bit. See that? I see that right now. Before this, let's just say all the weapons was in the storehouse. And if attack came, then we all run to the storehouse, get our weapons. You follow what I'm saying? Where my hood brothers at? Where my hood? Where, Where my hood brothers at? Come on, come on now. You saved now. You can go on and go and testify. You know, you was out there on the street. You follow what I'm saying? You know, when you're out there on the street, amen, you know, you meet up with the boys, and they saying you strapped. I'm going to say holy father. I'm going to go over here and talk to some real folks over here because they act like they don't know what I'm talking about. They act like they don't even know what I'm talking about when I say strap. You know, go out and say, well, let me check these glove boxes out here. We're going to pass some stuff. But you know how it is. When the fellas on the street, they understand something, that we don't go out on the street corner not strapped. Cause something liable to break off. Now, I'm not condoning it, but it's just the way, everybody say, the way of the street. Am I talking right? You, I mean, you got to have your stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Because something might break off. Amen. And you ain't got time to run back home. By the time you get home, it's over. Amen. Now, I'm bringing this point up because from this day forward, they stop leaving their house, leaving all their armor at home. And it goes to speak to us, if Ephesians says, put on the whole, everybody say, the whole armor of God. That you, watch this now, may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's another way of saying that you may be able to stand in case something break off. You know, you went to work, you weren't expecting nothing to break off, but since you armored up and something broke off, you get to keep your job because you didn't go left. I wish I had some help up in here. You know what I mean? Because you put on your armor, glory be to God. Yo, if you had not put on your armor, you would have cussed her out. You've been unemployed too, but you would have just... Amen? But because you armored up, you said, oh, okay, okay, okay. I'm going to pray about that. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say you got to get armored
up.
Too many times we face our day without being armored up.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 That's why we respond wrong. I'm gonna have to take this message a different way. I got a different crowd. No, that's why we respond wrong. Let me see. Since you've been saved, you ever felt like slapping somebody? I said felt like. Some of y'all did. We're going to deal with the dead folks later. Amen. We're going to have an altar call for y'all that did. But for some of y'all who feel like it. Watch how deep this goes, Brother Tony. This is just so you know. The folks come to church not armored up. You ever feel like slapping somebody up in the church house? I mean, you are. Now the hands are starting to get hypocritical. They want to raise it like, I don't know if I want to raise my hand on that one. That's really me, but that's just between me and you, okay? Because we repented over it, and you forgave me over it. So I don't really need to confess to them, do I, Lord? I was going to knock her silly. She walk across me one more time. So you didn't arm yourself up with any patience before you left the house.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
All right, let's go a little deeper since y'all want to go deeper. Y'all act like y'all want to go deeper since I ain't hit you yet. You ever had a family meeting and you didn't armor up before you had the family meeting? You know, you just rolled up in there, thought you was going to have a conversation. You didn't visit your points all in your mind. Your points all make sense to you. You follow what I'm saying? You don't see no reason for any pushback. Amen. I can't understand why they not understanding what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? And so you just roll up into that conversation thinking all's good. And you start saying something and you start getting some pushback. And then you found out that you didn't armor yourself up with any love to handle this pushback. And now you start using words that should have never came inside of this conversation. Am I talking to anybody in the house? Now what was a little thing is a big thing. I just wanted to have a conversation. And can we change the bedroom around? Because I don't like the sun coming in hitting me our face. Now we in two different bedrooms in two different houses. From that day forward. From that day, everybody say, from this day forward, I will never face another day without arming myself with the weapons of God. Put your arm on. Put your arm on. Let's continue. Watch what happens.
Then I said to the important people, the nobles, the leaders, officials, and everyone else.
Yes.
This is a very big job, demanding work. We are spread out along the wall so that we are far apart. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, assemble there, rally to us here. Our God will fight for us.
Now, this says that God was going to fight for us, and we're going to show you how that looks and what that looks like. But the first point it makes is that this is a big job getting our life back together. This is a, am I talking to any real folks? This is a big task getting our life back together. Because until we start working on it, we really didn't realize how messed up it was. I mean, we let some stuff go, didn't we? So now what we're going to do is get it back together and go to another level. So and a lot of times when you're talking faith, you know, people say, you know, it ain't easy. So I'm going to tell you right up front, no, it's not. And I don't want you to expect it to be easy. He said, be strong in the Lord. Everybody say, be strong in the Lord. If you're strong in the Lord, then what do you need? If it's easy, why do you need to be strong? I'm just going to wait on it. I'm going to wait on it till it makes sense to you. Now, if it's going to be easy, then what you need strength for? So, everybody say, I'm not looking for easy.
I'm looking for victory.
And whatever it takes. Somebody say, whatever it takes.
Whatever
it takes to overcome, I'm going to overcome. All right. So, they get here. Glory be to God. And it says, so it's a big job. And then we found out, and a demanding work. And then we found out that they were spread apart. Now, everybody pay attention on this one. There's a trap that the enemy likes to set for all of us. And it's called isolation. Everybody say isolation. That means being by yourself, isolation, isolated. We don't call it isolation when we're in isolation. We call it something else. So, Chantel, we call it we're processing. We call it I'm working on some things. We call it I need some time to myself. I wish I had a little help up in here. And see, the danger of this is you find yourself processing 6 months from now. We ain't seen you at church in 6 months because you're processing. And you don't realize the enemy has set you up in isolation and he's picking you apart. We are called not to ever fight alone. Jesus sent them out two by two. He didn't send them out one by one. Tell your neighbor, say, you're called to be in a partnership. Now, the way you come against isolation is that you got to have an accountable partnership. Everybody say accountable. You got to have an accountability partner, one that will tell you when you start talking out the side of your neck. You know, you start saying stuff like, you know, nothing ever worked out for me. Got to take your glasses off on something like that, huh? Oh, you mean God going to bless all around you and treat you different? You just call God a liar. He said, I am of no respect to persons. So what he does for one, he must do for another. In principle. And if you do what the principle says do, you will get what the principle says you can have. So in your frustration, I mean, I got to check you because I'm an accountable partner to say, no, that ain't true. Stuff does work out for you. And then you start telling them back, I wish I had some, their own testimony. You remember when God brought you out of that? That worked for you. Remember when he made that need? That worked for you. Remember when he healed your body? That worked for you. Remember the blessing you was talking about last month? That worked for you. How you going to tell me nothing worked for you? Look, you never say neighbor. I'm accountable. So I'm going to check you when you start talking crazy. You know, crazy talk. I can't make it. Huh? What he said. Every trial test you in, he'll bring you out. He said he'll make a way of escape. I wish I had. No wonder y'all ain't checking nobody. Y'all know how to check folks. Everybody get your checklist. Get your checklist. That's the Bible. Everybody say, get your checklist. Now when I check your checklist, go to work. No. God said that every trial, test, or temptation you're in, he'll make a way of escape. What you mean you can't make it? Look at your neighbor and say, huh? See, if you're an accountable partner, you say, no. That's not so. You know how when somebody's talking crazy, well, I just can't forgive. Oh, no. That's not so. Can't? Oh, won't, maybe. But can't? No. There's nothing he'll tell us to do that we can't do. So if he told us to do it, he gives us the power to do it. Now, you might not want to do it. You can say, I don't want to forgive them, but you can't say, I can't forgive them, because he has given you the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He has given you the ability. I feel like helping some church up in here today. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I could go deeper, you know, some deeper stuff. You know, like, I can't stand her. Huh? Wait a minute. Whoa. No. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Look, you never say, yes, I can. God give me love for her. Somebody say, he giveth more grace. Oh, y'all tough crowd today. Watch this. Let's go back to it. Watch this now. So they were spread out. And when you're trying to walk this walk by yourself, you have set yourself up for the enemy to have a field day with your life. Now, here's how this is going to go. He'll let you feel like you're okay for a while. But he'll make sure you get far enough away. You have stopped answering the phone to the point where they stop calling. Then he hits you. Okay. All right. Tell your neighbor, say, I got the t-shirt. I know what he's talking about. I don't want to say amen, but I got the t-shirt. Let's go a little deeper. Watch this now. He said, whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet or cymbal here. So you got to make sure that you're close enough and connected enough that you'll be able to hear the trumpet of God, the voice of God that speaks into your life to give you victory. Amen. So you know how to assemble so God will fight for you. So the first thing in God fighting for us is that you got to show up at the assembly. Everybody say, I got to show up at the assembly. All right. Now, watch this. In Deuteronomy 25:17, let's go there. Deuteronomy 25:17. It's on your notes. Glory be to God. Amen. Watch this now. This is the battle that we were talking about of the Amalekites who attacked Israel coming out of Egypt. Continue to read. Watch what it said.
Remember what the Amalekites did to you when you came out of Egypt.
Our key verse. Continue to read. Watch this.
When you were tired and worn out, they met you on the road and attacked, picked off all those lagging behind, the stragglers. They were not afraid of God.
So, in other words, let's look at this real deep now. First of all, the enemy, I want you to get this understanding so you won't be discouraged. Everybody say, so I won't be discouraged. The enemy will attack you as you're coming out of your Egypt situation. Now, when God brings you out of your Egypt situations, he always brings you out with blessings. Come on, they took the wealth of Egypt with them. Everybody say, sir, I'm moving in, I'm advancing. Everybody say, I'm advancing. So in the middle of your advancing, the enemy will attack you. Point number one. Then, he says, there's another time he attacks you, when you're tired and worn out.
Yes, sir.
I learned, just personal side though, I learned not to deal with certain matters when I'm too tired. Found out my patience don't work the way it should work when I'm too tired. Sometimes when I'm too tired, you just get default. I'm just, anybody ever gave somebody some unfiltered? We are just so partner in this, because you're just so honest. Glory be to God. I know it must be very difficult to sit amongst so many non-honest folks, but Stay with it. It's going to be all right. Stay with it. Stay free. Watch this now. When you're tired, the enemy will pick you up. When you lag behind, and this has been a big attack on this house of worship. I find out that people get blessed and then they start lagging behind. And then the enemy attacks their blessing. Go on, say amen, because I know I'm talking to you. You know, you get blessed, and then you start, you know, well, I can, you know, I ain't got to go today. I'm going to catch him. I'm praying for him. And you start lagging behind. One Sunday, it turned into two Sundays. You follow what I'm saying? And next thing you know, you're back into seasonal worship. And all while you're doing that, the enemy is attacking the blessing. How many in here has got their blessing attacked? Yeah, there we go. Now I'm an honest crowd. Everybody's honest now. Glory be to God. See how you help me? Everybody's honest now. They don't want to be out there. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. So when they lag behind, you get attacked. Now, we're going to find out what these guys were. The Ammonites, if you look up the meaning of their name, it actually means evil eye of doubt. Say that with me. Evil eye of doubt. So what this is really saying is when they came out of Egypt, doubt attacked them.
Right.
Amen. Because all of us wondered, how can you see these kind of miracles?
Right.
Oh, is it just me? No, is it just me? Wait a minute. How can you see all of these plagues and God move for you? How can you see him open up a Red Sea and still doubt?
Amen.
Come on, some of us have took that back to God. Well, if I saw the Red Sea, God, you wouldn't have no problem with me. I believe you all the time. Well, he blessed you the same. And you still have problems with that. They was coming out of Egypt, a place that they had been in for 400 years. God came and showed up exactly when he said he was going to show up. He brings them out with a mighty hand. They see things that nobody else on the planet has seen. Amen. And God announces them as their God. And when they get out, they get attacked with doubt and now watch their life. Every time they ran into a trial, they felt like their God was going, they was going to die right there. I ain't going to make it out of this. Go back and read it for yourself. Every time they got hungry, oh, why you bring us out here to die? What? Every time they got thirsty, why you bring us out here to die? It would have been better if you left us in Egypt. Why you brought us out here to die in the wilderness? Oh, I'm going to preach here today. Listen to how we sound. The next trial we run into, it's like God has not done nothing for us. Am I talking to anybody in the house? The next trial we get into, we feel like, oh my God, he's not going to bring us out of this. I don't know why.
Yes.
Wow. Why you didn't even tell me to start the business, God? Because you're facing, you don't know how you're going to make the rent. It's the 15th. It ain't even got close to the 30th yet. You freaking out on the 15th. God got 15 more days. Where's my ninth hour move of God in the house, witness in the house? You see, there's some testimony for you. Glory be to God. The guy show up right on the date. Amen. But when we allow doubt to attack us, glory be to God, we will face every situation as though God has never done anything for us. I didn't think it was going to be this tough, Lord, but I feel it in the room. Thus, we don't make the shift we need to make. And going from one level to the next level to the next level. We keep sliding back. God bless us, and then we slide back. God bless us again, then we slide back. God prove how much he loves us, then we slide back. Okay, all right. Amen. Amen, lights. Glory to God. Watch this now. Continue. Watch this. Let's take a look at Matthew. Watch this attack in Matthew 14:25. Watch what it says. Watch it.
In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
Ooh, glory. All right.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is the spirit." And they cried out for fear.
Now, I want to throw this in here because a lot of time our first introduction to the supernatural, glory be to God, is that we be afraid of it. You know, God supernaturally moved for you, and you don't know if you can trust it or not. He blessed you with your car. You know, you really didn't qualify for it. But yeah, well, can I trust it? You driving this scared. Drive the thing. Look, you never said drive the thing. Cop your lean and drive. Amen. Tell her, don't hang no pictures. I don't know how long we're going to be up in here. You know, it's just... Watch it.
But straightway,
uh-huh.
Jesus spake unto them, saying,
now, this is his response to your fear. Watch this now.
Be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
It is I. Be not afraid.
He understands, amen, that you that your flesh, amen, is not accustomed to the supernatural. So he speaks by good cheer. He said, be of good cheer. It's I. It's me. I got you. And I'm blessing you. It's me. It's my favorite to open up this door. I know you didn't see it coming, but I open up this door. I open it. Why? Glory be to God. It's me. That favor on your life. That's me. That's me. Rest in it. Be okay. Be a good cheer. I got you on. Ooh, should have some help up in here. Amen. He said, everybody say, be not afraid. Now you gotta work with yourself to stay out of fear. Because fear make you not trust the blessing even when you got it in your hands. You start looking for it to fail. Oh, now you're going to start prophesying to your own stuff. I wish I had. Watch this. We deal with that in the gates, in the looking, and then the speaking. Watch this.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
Peter simply asked Jesus, he bid Jesus to bid him out into the supernatural. Somebody say, to a higher level of living. You know, to the place where you speak to things and things happen. To the place where you lay hands and they recover. Where you speak to mountains and they move. When you walk in the room and you shift the atmosphere. I wish I had some help up in there. Yeah, bid me to that place. I want to come over into the supernatural. If that's you, somebody say, if that's you. If that's you, God, then bid me out to come. And watch God's response when you ask him to come into another level of supernatural living. Watch what he says. Be what he says.
And he said, come.
Come. Everybody say, come. Come. When you ask God to come higher, he said, come. When you say, God, I want to go deeper, he said, come. God, when I want to walk in my kingdom authority, he said, come on. It's my good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Okay. All right, continue. Watch what I say.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked in the water to go to Jesus.
Wait a minute, stop right there. Wait a minute. Hold on. You telling me? You with me? You with me? All right, me and you. Peter said, Jesus, if that's you out there on the water, let me come. Jesus said, come. Peter gets down off the boat, starts walking on the water. He didn't go to water walking class. He ain't got no water walking certificate. He ain't got no water walking business cards. He just simply starts walking and operating in something that's way above him. I wish I had some help. Y'all going to get this in a minute. He starts walking in a whole new level of living, amen, without ever being there before.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this so when the enemy says, you can't do this, I say, no, I've been invited.
Yeah.
To live on this plane. I wish I had some help up in here. I don't have to have a class certificate or nothing else. He invited me to come. So somebody said he's walking on the water. Now I want you to get this point, because this scenario shows up in our life and it baffles a lot of people when they walk by faith, because they're not ready for this. But you're going to be ready from now on, from this day forward. You're going to be armed and ready. Read what it says.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid.
Wait a minute.
And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me.
Now, let's look at this. He said, when he saw the wind that was boisterous. Here's the point you need to know. The wind was blowing before he got out the boat. This is not a new introduction into this scenario. The wind was already blowing. Your life was already in trouble. Wish I had something. You already had mountains of debt. You already had troubles with the relationship. You was already in a bad place. But then you got your eyes locked in on Jesus. You heard him say, come on to another level of living. You trusted what he said. You got down out of your boat of comfort zone, and you started walking on what he said. You started walking out the word. Oh, glory. I'm going to walk out the word. My, by his stripes, I'm healed. Glory be to God. God is my source. Glory be. You started confessing the word. You started speaking the word. You started walking out the word. And then all of a sudden, the enemy made you look back as your storm. And you looked at your storm like you looked at it for, you know, like it was some new anomaly in your life. You looked at it so long, you allowed your storm to speak to you. And your storm said, you can't do this. And you heard it. And it got in your heart. And it says, he got afraid. He got afraid because faith comes by hearing and fear comes by hearing. So when he heard what the enemy said, he got afraid. And when he got afraid, that which he was doing stopped working. He started sinking. Amen. Has anybody ever been doing something that was working and all of a sudden it stopped working?
Amen.
See, but when flesh comes in, we blame God. Okay. I'm happy. How many have a trouble with peace? Keeping peace, you know, in your mind, you know, just... Where yeah. Wait a minute. Let me do another hand check. Hold on here. Thank you. I've got some other folks here. Okay. So some of y'all, I ain't even going to take y'all text no more. No, you got it. You cool. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Here's what the scripture says. It's simply he gives us a formula for peace. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Is that what he said? Mother, is that what he said? He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. So if something has attacked my peace, it's not the attack. I have shifted my mind. And my mind is not on him anymore. Oh, y'all got to see this. I've taken my mind off of what he promised, and I'm looking at circumstances now. Peter took his mind off of Jesus, looked away from Jesus, and looked at the storm. His logical mind kicked in and said, you can't do this. The enemy attacked his flesh, and then he started seeking. But the point I'm making in all of this is, when did the attack show up? When he was walking, having great results. Oh, y'all not seeing that. There's an attack that's going to hit you when you're literally walking out the word. And having great results. You're on your way out of your Egypt, and the enemy is going to attack you. Glory be to God. I wish I had some help. Everybody say, keep walking. Now, Peter teaches us real well because he started sinking. He knew what to do.
Right.
He didn't say, I knew it wasn't going to work. Blah, 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 blah. No, he started sinking. Jesus. I wish we would do that inside of the relationship challenges there. You know, you and honey said you're going to work it out. Y'all got 5 good days. And then on the sixth day, there was an oops. On the sixth day, he made man. Y'all were And there was an oops going to show up. You know, oops, somebody say something like, oops. You know, they refer back to something they didn't need to refer back to. It was like, oops, oof. And all of a sudden, you forget about the success you had. And the enemy tries to use this one oops to cancel out all this. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, save me. Okay. Let me just bring it home. Because it's touchy when you bring up relationships. It's so touchy. Touchy subject. So let's deal with something else. Because I want you to get this point. You're working your way out of debt. You got past your silly days. Amen. You know it was silly. You know, Sister Amber, can I talk about, you know, how when we in those kind of years where we get silly, you know, and we figure out, you know, you know, they First of all, they trusted us with all this credit. You follow what I'm saying? And they said, you know, you should have checked me out before you trust me with all this. You gave me all this. You know, we in college, you know, they gave us all this, just sending us cars, and we just charging them up. And then we said, we're trying to pay a little bit of them. And then we got more than we could pay. And since we couldn't pay all of them, we just, you know, I ain't paying none of them, nothing. They can come get it if they want it. I'm tired of wearing that coat anyway. They want to come get it. Then we got later on in life, we feel like, well, we kind of need this credit thing. So you're working on your way out of it, and you're building it back up. And as you're going, then you get a setback. Job downsized. You can't go back to square one and say, nothing ever works out for me. You got to say this, Lord, save me. Because you will continue the good work you started in me. I wish I had some help up in here. You're going to have some bumps in the road, but don't give up the whole plan. Just say, Lord, save me. So, go ahead, continue to read. Watch the rest of it. We're almost done.
And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand.
No. Your friends ain't going to meet it. They're going to have to tell you the whole story. No. Before we go forward, they're going to have to give you the whole account. I don't know who I'm talking to. You follow what I'm saying? But Jesus don't do like that. Immediately, he reached out, say, restores you. Y'all don't know how deep I'm preaching. That means when you mess up and you ask God to clean you up, he don't wait 6 months. Immediately, he reaches his hand to clean you up. So all this, I got to, you know, all this waiting for a certain feeling. You ain't got to be waiting for a feeling. Ain't no feeling got nothing to do with this. If you ask, he will give it to you. Yes. First John, everybody say 1 John 1 and 9. If you confess your faults, he's faithful to forgive you. Yes. Everybody say immediately. Immediately.
I can be restored.
Immediately. I can get back on right track. Where's my witness in the room? You messed up and you repented and got right back on right track. Okay, continue to read. Watch this now.
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
What's she reading now?
And said unto him.
Can I turn up the volume? Go ahead. She came out like a preacher on that one, wasn't it? Go ahead, read on. Read, sister. Go ahead.
Oh, thou little faith, wherefore didst thou...
Everybody say, no, we want the preacher back. You was reading like a preacher a minute ago. Our best way to go ahead. Watch it. I got to close. Watch it.
And when they were coming to the ship...
Watch this now. This is an important point.
The wind ceased.
When they got through that little gap, that was coming against them stopped. If you were there, just press on in God, you're going to find out it's going to come to an end. It's going to stop. The enemy's going to be cut off. All you got to do is keep pressing. It's not going to last forever. It's going to come to an end. Right behind you, Lord, save me. It's going to come to an end. All right, let's go. Watch this out. We might have to finish some of this up at power hour. Continue to read. Watch this. Now, this battle that's in Exodus 17, I want to show you something out of this battle, this attack of doubt against the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Exodus 17 and 12, read what it says.
But Moses' hands were heavy.
Now, you know this battle. We preached on it before. This is when Moses raised his hand, they won the fight. When his hands got heavy and dropped, they lost the fight. I'm going to give you some revelation by some of the study I did on what's inside of that. Watch what happens.
And they took a stone and put it under him.
Uh-huh.
And he sat thereon.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand.
Now, the stone, you know, is the word of God, right? Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Amen. Somebody say some revelated knowledge. Come on, stay with me. Let's preach this thing out. Watch what it says.
One on the one side, mm-hmm. And the other on the other side.
Now he got two fellas helping him out. Got one on one side, one on the other side, holding up his hands. Continue to read.
And his hands were steady.
Everybody say his hands. were steady. Continue to read.
Until the going down of the sun.
Until the going down of the sun. Now, we know that as long as his hands was up, they won.
Right. 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 Right.
Come on. Come on, just throw your hands up like this for a minute. Come on. As long as their hands was up, they won.
Amen.
Now we got to say, is this the hands?
Hands.
You know, like, was it, is this the shoes? Is this the hands? Well, we got to understand this word steady. Everybody say steady. In Hebrew tongue dialect, that word actually is the same word used for faith. So, simply put, it could be put this way. That long as his faith was steady, he won. Now, does it not bear out? Long as your faith is steady, I wish I had some help. You can walk on water. Long as your faith is steady, you can walk on water. Long as your faith is steady, you can operate in the supernatural. Long as your faith is steady, glory be to God. You're not losing on no fronts. It's when our faith gets shaky. Amen. Now, we've all been in Christian in the Christian world long enough, amen, to have been walking by faith real good and then to get shaky.
Amen.
How many can remember your shaky days? It's like, you start doubting everything. You doubt so much that you can't, you feel like you can't even get your joy back. Anybody had you there? I know the Bible said leap for joy, but I hope it didn't work for me. Closing. Watch this out. Watch this out. So, everybody say steady faith.
Steady faith.
Steadfast, unmovable. Say that with me. Steadfast.
Unmovable.
Now, I'm going to show you this and I'm going to close what it looks like when God will fight for us, because you need to know what that looks like.
Amen.
Because you might have the analogy, if God's going to fight for me, then God, you go on down there. And you fight for me.
Right.
And I'm going to watch another episode of CSI Marathon and eat these chips. And God, I expect the phone to ring with the victory. It don't work that way. So let's find out how it works since it don't work that way. Let's go.
Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation.
Now, the point we really want to get to is not so much that we're dissing all the fellows with their strange names, but the point we want to get to is that the Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of the congregation.
Right.
Amen.
I want you to understand something. When you're going through, the Spirit of the Lord is coming in the midst of what you're going through. And I always tell you, he doesn't come just to observe. He can do that from glory. He comes to speak a word that will give you victory on what you're going through. So somebody say, God is coming in the midst of my stuff. Woo! He's coming in the midst of the doctor's report. He's coming in the midst of the financial crisis that you're into right now. He's coming into the midst of the relationship problems you're having. He's coming into the midst of it. Glory be to God. And he's going to say something. Let's find out what he has to say. Watch what he says.
And he said. Hearken ye all Judah.
And listen up.
And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you.
Yes.
Be not afraid nor dismayed.
First thing he says. Wait a minute. Hold on. So you wrote. First thing he says. Be not afraid. Everybody say, be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
See, God has to speak to the fear that's got you gripped. And he got to get you to let go of the fear that got you gripped. He got to break that off of you so your faith will work. Everybody say, be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Now the circumstances got you locked down by fear. You're like, oh, you just saw your storm again. Everybody say,
be not afraid.
Continue to read. Watch what I said.
Nor dismayed.
Nor dismayed. Don't be saying I'm going to lose my mind. No, you're not going to lose your mind.
Amen.
Continue to read.
Nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's.
Let me help you. Oh, thank you, Lord. A lot of time when we walk in my faith and we're trying to build our wall and we're trying to get our life back together. Am I talking to anybody else? Glory be to God. When you start working on something, it seems like just stuff, sometimes it just seems like overwhelming. You ever felt energetic and say, I'm gonna clean the whole house. I'm gonna just redecorate everything. And you get it, and you go start it. I'm gonna start in the garage. You go out to the garage. Oh. This is gonna take some time. Remember, I told you it's a great work. The enemy will try to make it seem overwhelming. You know, I got to move to a new city. I got to get a job in a new city. I still got to maintain my expenses and my bills that I got to pay. And I got to believe God for the opening up the door of the job. I got all this going on. I wish I had some help in here. And it seems like it's overwhelming. And God is stepping right in the middle where I said, don't be dismayed. I got here before you did. I wish I had some help. Girl, I stepped inside of it. I got it all worked out. I got it all worked out. Watch what it says. Continue.
Tomorrow.
Everybody say tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you got to fall in love with that word tomorrow. Watch this now.
Go ye down against them.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz.
Now we're going to start seeing what it looks like for God to fight us. He said, on tomorrow, go down against them. So the battle that God's going to fight for you, you must show up for it. If you don't show up, he can't fight for you. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to show up. That means you got to come out of your doubt place. You got to show up. You got to confront the thing. Everybody say confront it. You got to show up for the battle. It's a fixed fight. Don't worry. Continue to watch what happens.
And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel.
God tells them exactly where they are. And he sends them there to show up. Now continue. Watch this next verse.
Ye shall not need to fight in this battle.
I don't need you to fight, but I just need you to show up. Translation, I don't need you to know how it's going to be done. I just need you to show up. I'm going to do the doing. You just got to show up. There was a brother, Brother Mark, he was, Davis, he was over at Andrews, way back over at Andrews. I was preaching a message, it's a fixed fight. And Brother Mark was sitting on the edge of the seat, just like many of you. And he heard that he had a big battle that he had to face that week. But he heard God say, it's a fixed fight. Literally, all Brother Mark has to do at this point is show up. He came and he heard God get in the midst of his situation. He goes and shows up and finds out, oh, this fight is already fixed for me. I'm already won. He won. He literally did not win the day he was there. He won when he heard God say it's a fixed fight. Then all he had to do was show up. Look at you never say, show up. Tell him again, say, show up. For your miracle. I just say it this way. The scripture said the word of God should not come back void, but it should accomplish everything he sent it to do. Amen.
Amen.
The question is, will you be there when the word gets back? The word went out to do what God sent it out to do, but will the word find you when it comes back? Still standing in faith. Everybody say show up. I'm getting ready to close. Watch this. We ain't going further than this. Go ahead.
Set yourself.
Here we go.
Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Man, I wish I could get to the rest of this, but we're going to stop right on this verse right here. Now, I'm going to show you how to show up. Because when you show up, it just ain't a matter of just, you know, just appearing. But it's a mindset that you're in when you get there.
Truly.
So the first thing it says, everybody say, set yourself. Say it again, set yourself.
Set yourself.
I'm going to lead you again. Brother Machine. Now, many of us, this is going to answer a whole lot of questions. How many had a bad day? I mean a ringer. I mean the enemy was, whoo, I see hands and feet. Glory be to God. Many times we have those kind of days because we didn't set ourselves. We just walked out the door totally unarmed. Everybody say, from this day forward, I'm going out armed. Yeah, we just go to work, you know, ain't prepared for nothing bad to happen. We just go to work all just, you know, unarmed. No shield, no helmet, no sword, no feet. Y'all with the preparation of the gospel, and you walk in there, and somebody roll their eyes at you, and before you know it, you say, "Who are you?" Somebody say, "Not set."
Not set.
So when you're not set, the enemy just push you around. He just play with you all day long. Play with your mind. Have you processing. Some of y'all processors need a new CPU chip. Y'all running on XT stuff. Y'all just upgrade that thing. You follow what I'm saying? He's just messing with you. Be depressed. Okay. Nobody like you. Okay. You know you're broke. Okay. You can't buy that. Okay. You ain't got nothing to push back with him on because you're not set. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I never leave the house again,
without being set.
You cannot live this Christian walk unset. Now I'm going to show you what being set looks like, and then we're gonna shut it down. Now set yourself. Everybody say, same man,
same
suit,
same
shoes,
but he's set.
So now when the enemy comes up and you say, you're going to have a bad day today. I said, you're going to have a bad day today. He don't move because he's set. Somebody say, what he set in? Glad your ass. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to prophesy my day. And you're not going to predict my day. I'm going to prophesy my day. I have a right to declare the word of God over my day. This is the day he made. I am rejoicing and be glad in it. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? Big difference than just where would it? Que sera, sera. Oh, no. We don't live by que sera, sera. We live by the word of God. Come on. Come on, man. He said. So now. Come in and say, you know, somebody walk up to him and say, oh, you ain't nothing. Why they ain't working on him? You ain't, who you think you are? You ain't nothing. Who I think I am, I'm glad you asked. I can remind myself, I am blessed and highly favored. I am the apple of his eye. I wish I had some help. God is my God. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting who I am. Somebody say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Not lowly favor, highly favored. You got to set yourself. You got to give your miracle a chance. Glory be to God. And it's not going to have a chance and you are all over the place. Amen. The scripture said of Daniel, who was in an intense warfare prayer. He asked God for something. And the scripture said, the day you set your heart to understand, you were heard. And the answer was released. And because he was set, he kept praying the 21 days for it to get through the warfare. Glory be to God. But it was released on the first day he set himself. You know, you set yourself like, I'm coming out of this. You know, you set yourself, I'm not going to live like this no more. You set yourself, I am not going to walk around broke, busted, and disgusted. I am going to receive the promises of the Lord. And you set yourself. Amen. And it don't matter what the enemy say. It don't matter what the day look like. Amen. See, the reason why the enemy punk you, because you're not set. Unset yourself just for a moment. You know. He'll spin you around. You know, and then you're all over the place, and then you're talking about thank you for the victory. What victory? You ain't living in no victory. Hunt your neighbor, say, neighbor, get set. I got a football coach here. It's a penalty if they don't get set. It's gonna cost them if they don't get set. So he gets them down. He said, now get set. And you better not move. You better not move till we give the signal. I wish I had some. You better not move till you hear the word of God. Say, now it's time to move. Don't you be jumping off sides because the enemy blow at you. Oh, I see, I got to move. Freaking you out. Everybody say, get set. It's a fixed fight. You're going to win. If you dare get set. When you get set, set, and then you stand still. Notice how, go back real quick. I'm closing with that. Set. He's set. Turn around. And when I push up, he's still standing still. Mm-hmm. When you like this, here's the victory. You will see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. If you dare get set and you dare be still, you will see God move for you. And if you go back and check your faith products that is coming to your life, it came in when you were set and still. When you said, no, God, I believe you. I don't care what's going on. Here come the blessing. But when you're all over the place, it's on delay. Stand to your feet. I'm done. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I love it. We'll finish it up in power. Everybody say, I'm in a new season.
I'm in a new season.
I must get set inside of this new season. You can't let the enemy push you around in this new season.
Amen.
God has released supernatural, uncommon favor on your life.
Yes.
I got one strong yes and a couple of, I don't know, hand claps. Am I talking right?
Yes.
New truck, supernatural, uncommon favor.
Yes.
Things that you used to have to struggle with, God said, you're not in a struggle season. Renew your mind. He didn't say you wouldn't have a fight. He just said renew your mind towards the fight. That it's not your fight, it's his fight.
Yes.
And if you get set in it, I'll bless you quickly.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. I got to ask. Hand me that lap cloth right there. Since y'all push it back on me. This is your struggle. This is your past, your yesterday. Why you want to hold on to this? Why you want to hold on to this? You do not get any brownie points for holding on to this. But what you're doing by holding on to this, your hand is occupied with something you should have let go. So it can't receive what God wants to give you. Come on, let's kiss some stuff goodbye. Start expecting things to work out for you. You ain't got to know how. You ain't got to know how they work out. That's in the Bible, that you're not required to know how it's going to work out. So somebody said, how's it going to work out? I said, I don't know. In the Bible, don't require me to know. It's not a requirement of my faith to know how it's going to work out. My position is just to believe. I'm believing God. Just so they remember, put your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and just push a little bit as they set themselves. Now the enemy gonna push back a lot harder. Come on, you got a business? Get set. Now I'm shifting. Now I'm shifting. You got to catch me in the shift. You got a business? Get set. Walk into your business. Prophesy to your phone. Prophesy to your pen. You're signing new contracts. Prophesy to your phone. Your new customers are calling. I'm building new relationships. Prophesy to your doorway. They're coming in, pressed down, shaking it more than I can handle. I'm going to have to call some other folks to help me. Oh, you don't believe me, do you? When Jesus told, he said, go out and let your net down again with a new mindset. He said, I've been out there. He said, yeah, but nevertheless, at your word, I go. Cast the net. Brought in so much fish. Had to call some. Y'all come help me with this. It's more than I can handle. That's called abundance. That's called overflow. That's called pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Not just enough. You do not serve a just enough God.
That's right.
I said you do not serve a just enough God. Help me preach my last point. Look at somebody and tell them, say, you do not serve a just enough God. Believe for the abundance. It's out of the abundance that you fulfill the word of God and be a blessing to others. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Thank you for letting me share with you. Were you blessed today? How many going out of here set? Lift your hands. Let's pray. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Lift your hands. Glory be to God. Come on, come on. I want you to receive like you never received before. Don't worry about the one standing next to you. This is your time with God. Just get ready to receive. There's some wobbly areas in your life, and God said, I want you to get yourself set. Set on my promise for that area. Set on my promise for that area of your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory that you give us through your word. We thank you, God, that it's your battle. And God, we're going to show up set and stand still, God.
You have just heard another life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.